Hi, everyone. This is Marilyn with Filmatics. I am at a secret location. Oh, am I in a jungle? Oh, wow. I thought I was going to be at an Oscar nominee for sound. Oh, wait, I am. I'm at the Formosa Group. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. We have an amazing, fabulous show for you today. It's a special edition of our specially Academy Award for nominated movies and sound. So here we are today with Charlie Campagna and Eric Basta, who are sound effect recordists, whose company, Formosa Group, is nominated for the Academy Award for Dune in the Best Sound category. Let's welcome them to the show.
Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Charlie. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that was incredible, the sound. So I hope our audience will appreciate. Oh, we are in the Formosa Group. We are recording live today, so the sound's going to be incredible. And I'm here with Eric and Charlie. Tell me a little bit so that they can kind of get a little feel for what they're in for today.
Okay, I'm Charlie, and I've been in sound for over 20 years. I love sound. I grew up loving sound. I used to have a little cassette recorder, and I used to record my father snoring and playing it back at him when he was sleeping, so he could hear himself snore. He always would get mad at me. So that was my beginning career of recording things. I got into music. I still do music. I've spent most of my life in the music career, and learned how to record many instruments, and that led me into post-production. And I record more than just musical instruments, but to me, everything kind of is a musical instrument. So that's what brings me here today.
You recorded your dad snoring? Oh my gosh, from snoring to being Oscar nominated. Oh my gosh. So you guys that are like, when your dad's snoring, you know, you could be the next Oscar nominated sound person. So let's talk to Eric. Eric, what about you?
Hi. I was also interested in sound at a young age as well. And I too had a 4-track recorder that I didn't record anyone snoring, but I recorded everything else that I could possibly record. And sometimes I didn't have a microphone, so I would use headphones to record everything. And then eventually turned into music. I turned to music and ended up in California after a tour with a ska and reggae band, and landed in the film industry out here, working for Disney and other companies, and finally ended up here a couple years ago.
So where did you say you grew up, Eric?
Chicago.
Chicago.
South Chicago, yeah.
South Chicago. Oh, wow. And then you went with a reggae band?
Yeah, I was in this group called The Adjusters. They needed a bass player for their European tour, so we took a few months and went on this crazy tour with Dr. Ring Ding and some other ska bands, and yeah, it was great.
Dr. Ring Ding, Ring Ding. Hey, that sounds fun. So, and then, so now we are at a special location in West Hollywood. So, Charlie, where did you grow up, Charlie?
I grew up in Buffalo, New York. So I spent my young years till I was about 12 years old, then moved to Hollywood when I was 12 years old. Pretty big change. I didn't even know what volleyball was when I came out here. So I knew dodgeball, but not volleyball. So.
Volleyball is like the big beach sports out here in California. Big California difference. Dreaming. Yeah. So a little tidbit for our audience. Charlie, can you tell us a funny story on set that you actually did the sound for an A-list movie star? Can you tell us a little bit of that fun story?
Gosh. Let's see here. Well, every once in a while, you'll get called in to do specific things, and it might be a car for a movie or a type of gun or a fight scene, and you record things for the fight scene. Sometimes you even get called in to mimic other famous people. So at one point, I was asked to do the voice of Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant after he gets mauled by a bear and then gets stuck in a rapids, and then he gets out and he's groaning and grunting and gasping for air. So during that whole sequence, that's me.
So you played a drowning mauled by a bear.
Leo.
So that's so nice of them to let you play that part. Did you actually have to go in the water?
I actually gurgled water and choked water. And yeah, I was in a hot tub at one point, gasping. And, you know, we just needed something to make it a little more raw than, you know, Leo was on a soundstage in water, in a big sound water tank. And although he did a great job, they did cuts and they needed more. And I think Leo was done putting water down his throat. I think he was on a different movie by that time, so they needed help.
So they needed a nice person like you, Charlie, to put water down your throat.
Yes.
So do you remember some of those sounds? Do you have any of those sounds handy for you?
Oh, gosh.
I got some water here.
A lot of it was grunting because he was doing – I had to match him. So a lot of Leo was like grunts. So I was kind of grunting to try to match him. But it worked. They figured it out.
Yeah, like, because I was thinking, you know those Scream movies or those horror films?
Yeah.
The people that scream, those girls that scream sound, like that takes some technique, right?
Yes. Matter of fact, during working on Blade Runner 2049, we hired a woman who is a very talented screamer. She's known to do screams and she's a great voice actress in all respects. But we actually, at the end sequence of that movie, there was someone drowning. Is it Frommke Jensen? I think her name is, yeah. Actress. But anyways, we hired this woman to scream underwater and we got an underwater microphone. And it's kind of a funny story because she did not understand our request. One of our ADR specialists called her up and said, "We would like to hire you, but we can't tell you what movie it's for, but we need you to go in a hot tub and we need you to scream." And she thought we were just a bunch of creeps until we showed her NDA and she signed it and she realized it was for a movie. And she was totally pro and she was such a trooper to be in front of five guys in a hot tub.
Yeah.
And I'm holding this strange microphone in front of her and she's just screaming underwater. So,
wow, that's interesting. There's a real underwater microphone that, yes, you can put underwater. He has it. Yes. I can see it, but
this,
you guys,
is it. And I'm going to show it to you, but maybe on your website, you could show pictures, but,
okay, great.
It's called a hydrophone and, it's used a lot. Matter of fact, Eric and I used it on Dune.
Yeah, it was used on Dune.
With the sound,
I'm holding
team.
The Dune microphone. What's it called?
Aquarian.
Aquarian audio products.
Yeah,
plugging them.
Wow. The sound supervisors for Dune is Mark Mangini and Theo Green, both wonderful, talented guys that kind of came to us wondering, asking us what to use, and I gave them the hydrophone, and we went to Death Valley and recorded stuff, and they went alone and did it as well. And we did a bunch of recording for sand and various things. You could stick it in the sand and it has resonance and does amazing things.
Wow. So can we ask anything, like the spacecraft, right? What's your favorite sound to make? Like, didn't you have
in space? General?
Did you have spacecraft in Dune, right? Like, oh my God.
Was designed by people, right? I think Dave Whitehead and Theo Green and Mark Mangini and Lee Gilmore, who's a fantastic sound designer. Those guys, I think, were the primary sound designers for the movie. And, you know, we will record things and give them the sound. So we're like the source sound guys. Will go out and capture the source material, then we give it to these craftsmen that design the sound from there. And the spaceship, I don't even know what they used for it. Yeah. It probably was something in a library or something they've recorded as well. So it's like, it's a frenzy of getting thousands of sounds together. And once they have those sounds in a library, like what I have right here, a library. Matter of fact, Marilyn, what's your favorite animal?
A bear. Like, because you guys know, my other podcast, I write children's stories. And one of my my stories is Jack the Bear and Golden Hair and Mr. Buttons. And they're both bears.
Do you like cartoon bears or real bears?
Both. Cartoon and real. Cartoon, do you have
both? Bear. We have a cartoon bear here. Let's see what that sounds like.
Oh.
That sounds
like you, Eric.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
Is that a real bear or a person bear?
It's a cartoon bear. But what's fun is you could actually do something like this. make it a lot scarier and less.
A bear that turns into a bear that turns into a lion.
A slow motion gurgler.
And you know, like my mind is very is going to be creating a bear that turns into a lion now on the kids' story. Oh wow!
So this is
that's a real bear sound.
I believe this is a normal bear.
I think we're in the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. We're being chased and we're going to be jumping into the Revenant. Right
Yeah. Matter of fact, these might have been used on Revenant. So.
We're Revenant, everyone. Run!
So yeah, we got many sounds. And as you see, here's a rainforest.
Oh, it's so relaxing. I like that.
So, you know, we love categorizing these sounds. We're kind of like the geeks that find sounds. We go to all areas of the world to record things. And we buy things. There's many things to buy. So there's a lot of, there's actually a revolution of new young people recording things. And it's pretty amazing because think about it. You could buy a really high quality recorder for $120, and have quality just as close as, you know, the pros. So if you're good with sound, if you are a good listener, more than anything, you could go out with these recorders and headphones and get some great recordings. So we're the kind of category. We have a million files in our library, and it keeps growing. And this is kind of what we do for films.
Can you give a sample of the sand from Dune? Are we allowed to or no?
Do you know, I don't have Dune called up here. But
okay. Do we have any? Didn't you say you made something that you they were showing me something they made for sound over there that all these cool gadgets in the studio?
Yes, we don't have that called up because it's not even in the library yet.
Oh, okay.
It's in separate Pro Tools sessions, but we do have things that we're utilize.
Do you have anything under the water? Oh, there's a bear again. Like underwater, because I also have like Charlie the Dolphin Adventures.
We do.
Oh, you have underwater. I wonder what it sounds like.
We have underwater everything.
Ooh, yeah, because.
Like one of my favorite sounds is not really a friendly sound, but it's called the depth charge.
Ooh, the depth charge?
It's not too friendly to dolphins, I don't think.
Oh, no. Oh.
But it's a huge underwater explosion.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we could actually,
Of
them are old recordings, some of them are new, but here's one.
Yeah, and you know what? In my Charlie the Dolphin story, that is actually happening in the story, fractioning. And so they'd want to go on a vacation to Italy. That's why, because while there's all of that under the sea, they're like, we've got to go on a vacation because there's all this fracking from an oil company. That loud sound is distracting the animals. Yes.
Yeah, we really don't like explosions. We really don't like fracking, but in the sound world, it's really cool.
Yeah. Well, that's why they go to Italy, and then the mom's going to be the main course for the chef special, and she's got to rescue her. Yeah. Well, she is an octopus. So, does anyone else have any some fun stories? Eric, did you play any other? Did you play anybody yet?
I haven't. I have been in loop groups, which are small groups of people that do sort of background crowds and such for just generalized sounds in movies, which is a really fun thing to do. You could be playing a soccer crowd one day, and then people on a train the next day, and it's a really fun thing. But I haven't done anything specifically like a bear or a drowning Leonardo DiCaprio.
So he's in a loop group. Yeah, I heard it's called looping or loop groups. Yeah,
yeah.
Like where you play like the crowd, the voice of the crowd. Yeah. Like if someone just shot a basketball and then go right.
Yeah. It's a really fun gig.
Matter of fact, we have recordings of one of Eric, our favorite sound in our library. We have a pretty big historical, you know, catalog of things. And one of the movies that we worked on, not us personally, but the company colleagues have worked on, is The Brinks Job, which came out, I believe, in the 70s. And it was in Boston. And there's a funny story that this was a period piece, so I think it was meant to be in the late 1800s or the early 1900s. So it's before air conditioners, right? So they went in the 70s and recorded in Boston, and the production team picked a really cool old brick building that was really old, over 100 years old, to record in and film in. And they had to talk to the one of the tenants because they had an air conditioner in the top row. And they pretty much said, hey, you know, can we need to film here for a couple weeks. Can we have you take away your air conditioner? And they're like, yeah, but, you know, and they're like, look, we'll pay you to keep the air conditioner out. So they gave them a couple $100. So the next day comes and they're going to film and they're all excited and they get everything set up and they do the first panning shot on the building and there's 30 air conditioners sticking in windows from the other apartments.
They all want some money.
So they had to literally pay every tenant in that building, you know, something to get rid of their air conditioners. And that's how it was. So we have sounds of Loop Group from that recording and they're funny. They're endearing because they're very sincere and they're just everyday people doing things. But here are street vendors. These are really fun.
Hey, we got the stuff here today. Hey, we buy the best day. Hey, we sell the best here today. Hey, get out of here, lady. Will you please stop peddling that stuff? Get, take it on the run, lady. Hey, come on, do the shopping where your mother breaks the leg. Hey, come on, let's go. Three for dollar. Hey, three now, Nectarine Street. Stop peddling the stuff here. Let's go. Hey, come on now. Hold my hat. Stop laying down.
I think I know that guy.
Tomatoes right over here, right off the top.
Hey, tomatoes. So we got a bunch of that.
I don't even know what all that stuff
means. We kept it's it. Amazing. You know, today's rules are you're not really supposed to keep Loop Group stuff in your library because there's hardworking Loop Group actors that are paid to do it per project. But this is so old, it's kind of like we never really can use it, but it's old, we keep it, it's fun. Unfortunately, probably all these people have passed away, but they're great to have for reference. They're great to have for, you know, any period piece, but it's kind of special to us. It's kind of like a really cool set of sounds.
It's phenomenal.
I love it. Sounds like my Uncle Charlie. Yeah. So speaking of Oscar nominated, I mean, it's incredible that you guys, Formosa Group is nominated for sound for Dune. That must be such an incredible, journey for you guys. Did you have any clue? When did you guys first find out?
Well, you know, we always are hopeful, but at the same time, our sound team, you know, led by Mark and Theo, are very humble people. So, you know, we really keep our fingers crossed, but we did feel this was a great movie. You know, there's so much support from the director of sound, having great sound, real sound. And, Theo spends his time with the director and with the picture editor from the very get-go. So this movie was a year-long process, basically, and it dealt with COVID. It was the first movie we dealt with that was pre-COVID and ended in a COVID world. So it's a very special film. But yes, we didn't really know. We didn't even know what it was going to compete with because, you know, now we know, of course, and there's fantastic movies, you know. People love Belfast. People love Power of the Dog. No Time to Die is Bond's film. And then West Side Story, which, you know, gosh, Gary Rydstrom, he's the mecca. His name is revered as one of the most talented people in this world in terms of sound. So big names, massive talent. We all know each other. A lot of these guys don't know me, but I know all these people from the other films. And Eric and I, you know, really enjoyed watching all of them and figuring it out, you know, what we liked. But we do love Dune the most.
Well, everyone, you know, here that's listening is rooting for Dune, right, everyone? Hopefully you're rooting because they came on our show, right? From actually, it's such a great surprise. So the sound nominees for this year, I feel like such an official host. The sound nominees for this year's Oscars 2022 are Belfast, Dune, No Time to Die, The Power of the Dog, and A West Side Story. Now, we got a musical. We've got a historical, right?
Like
a
Power of the Dog is kind of like
drama.
It's kind of like a Western, a modern take on a Western in a way. You know, the director's female and her portrayal on it is really special, I think. And it is a fantastic sounding movie. I mean, all of us talked about how the Foley is so real. How the subtleties in a movie are beautiful. Out of all of these movies, I believe Power of the Dog has the most subtleties. And it's definitely, you know, deserves an award for its classy recording of Foley and you know, just natural environments. Space, the space involved is great.
And then and then Dune, that's fantasy, this mm-hmm. whole fantasy world. And then Belfast is also like another historical drama.
Yeah, what happened in Belfast during, you know, the whole turmoil between, you know, the separatists and what happened in Belfast. So
a lot of looping on that one, right?
Yes, a lot of ADR, a lot of, you know, really. And a friend, one of my sound friends told me, you know, a lot of the sound of that movie was through the perspective of the little boy that's in it, who clearly was one of the best actors of the year, this young man. So it's a great movie. Belfast was one of those movies that hits you in the heart, because out of all of these, Belfast is one that's based on, you know, historical events. Even if things were created, you know, it still is something that happened, and it kind of hits close to home for everybody, I believe. So,
and then I want to ask, so No Time to Die, that's a James Bond action, mm-hmm. big powwow. Mm-hmm. And so how do you compare that sound to the other sounds? Cause it's just, is it, what do you call that sound? Like, is it special effects?
It's an action film. Action, right? Yeah. It's like an action film, and it's a franchise. Like, out of all these movies, Bond is one of the biggest franchises in cinema, right? I mean, the modern day take on that would be Fast and Furious, but Bond has been around since I was a little boy. We've gotten to work on other Bond films, which is very rare because all those are usually done strictly in UK, but we worked on Skyfall and Spectre, and I had the pleasure to work on those. But No Time to Die is probably one of the best sounding Bond films that I've seen. It's fantastic. And Simon Hayes is one of the best recordists in film, and he worked on it. And, you know, the other, Paul Massey mixed it, Mark Taylor, incredible mixers. So it's just a top notch, just the fidelity is really crisp, and it's a great film. I really enjoyed it.
And then also West Side Story. Now that's a musical. So compare that sound to the other ones. Like,
musicals are always kind of like the sleeper that kills you. Like the, and what I mean by that is musicals usually win for best sound if they're in the category, because they're just the focus on recording the music, the spectacle of music in a film kind of takes precedence a lot of time over things. So, you know, this is one of those films where you look at the lineup, Todd Maitland, incredible recordist. Any movie of Todd Maitland, you're going to get the best sounding dialogue. You're going to get the best sounding. So it's like that's in there. But, you know, having someone like Gary Rydstrom involved and mixers like Andy Nelson, it's just going to be just sound great. So, you know, it's another contender. It's a musical. So
these, the sound people in these categories have been around, and they're like the elite and like just top level of their field. So
absolutely.
Dune's a little unique too, because it's not only competing, I don't want to say competing, but it's up with these other movies, but also it's competing against itself in a way, because it's such a beloved book and a beloved older movie in David Lynch's version, and to bring something unique into science fiction with something that's beloved by so many people is also like a situation that's also very difficult, I think, in a way to make it unique and sound interesting, and it seems like it Dune has a lot of non-sound people excited about sound. I've seen it a couple times with a bunch of different people, and people who aren't into sound remark on it. So it's a unique movie that way as well, you know.
Yeah, the sound on Dune is incredible, especially have all that sound to deal with. So everyone, tell me who's your favorite sound that you would pick. So when you give us a review, please tell us your sound. And, you know, even though that we're doing the Dune Formosa group, you know, we're a little biased here about how they went. But I think it's out of all, can you say that one's more difficult than the other for sound out of this group?
In these categories?
Yeah. It's,
well, you know, it's very personal. Like you would watch all these five movies and have a totally different opinion. And even between Eric and I. Me personally, I'm a fan of science fiction. So even if I wasn't involved in Dune, I probably would gravitate towards that movie the most. But I was really impressed with various moments in each of these films. And, you know, they have a thing called a bake-off that they play, where it's, especially if you're an Academy member, you get to watch this bake-off reels. And you get to see kind of hand-selected from the sound teams of hand-selected little excerpts from these movies. So I got to watch them all. And it was nice to watch them back to back because they're just a few minutes each. And you get a real beautiful representation of each movie. So I have to say what they chose for each bake-off, segment was really good. It gave you a full idea of what these movies sound like. So without really saying anything specific to each film, but, you know, just as well, like in No Time to Die, I really like... There's an explosion scene where Bond's ears gets kind of muted from a loud sound source of explosion. And that's been done many times in movies, but I really loved the way they crafted this. They had debris flying around and visual smoke. And, you know, he was trying to get back up from this big sound that knocked him off. And his ears were starting to open up again, and the sound was opening up and the treble was coming back. And it was just a beautiful way, a nice sequence. Power of the Dog. I loved every scenic shot, you know, when it's just got really big. The nature recording was beautiful. The space, the quietness was beautiful in Power of the Dog. And the Foley. The Foley is, you know, old, you know, spurs walking on wooden floors, and, you know, everything else, just even the recording of the banjo. The soundtrack was probably one of the best soundtracks this year, and I hope Johnny Greenwood wins for best soundtrack for that. West Side Story is just, you know, same challenge Eric was saying with Dune was West Side Story. I mean, how Leonard Bernstein's original, how do you beat that? So they had a lot to do, and they did a great job. And then Belfast had some really amazing spacious things happening during, you know, wartime, that was very moving. So yeah, a lot of things that stuck out.
Yeah. And then, okay. So speaking of, like, we went over those, let's go over like the best picture. Do you want to do best picture?
Sure.
Okay. So let's go to the best picture. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And then, for those of you, we're going to do part two. So come on back to part two. And, we got, several recordings here. So best picture. So the best picture nominees for this year's Oscars are Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story. So we got you guys, Dune is up for Best Picture and West Side Story is up for Best Picture. And then we got some newbies here. Has anyone seen Licorice Pizza? I'm Italian, you guys. Licorice Pizza, managgia, miseria. Licorice Pizza, I like limoncello and the drink.
Love limoncello.
And yeah, what's the licorice drink?
Okay. It's you have it with coffee.
What's in it? I know, I just went blank. You guys know what the liquor, obviously.
It's the fennel.
You got
Sambuco.
Sambuco, that's right. Sambuca. So maybe it's Sambuca pizza.
I say Sambuco because I'm from Buffalo, and it's just a weird thing.
You say Sambuco. And there's these guys really sing Sambuca and play music. So we're going to get them to sing and play music and maybe more sound effects. More
we
sound
are here
effects.
To entertain.
Sound effects. We should do it. Sound effects for best picture. Any sound effects for best picture? So let's go through these. Belfast. Do we have any like old war sound effects or like period history?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. So
Belfast, we kind of spoke of this. Like we did talk about Belfast. What it's about. Are these the stars? Yeah, Kenneth Branagh,
amazing for a director. I mean, just incredible.
So that's Belfast.
Things happening, you know. So yeah, you could have a war in the background.
So but even though, like, I mean, that might be a touchy subject right now.
Can we just take a pause and just wish everybody in Ukraine, you know, peace and love?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm sure it's on everybody's mind that's listening, and it's just been a hole in my heart. I'm sure we all.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
It's unbelievable that this is happening in 2022. So, all of us sound geeks and Marilyn, we wish everybody that has any Ukrainian blood just the best of love and peace and best to you.
Yes.
So, anyways, Belfast, yeah.